This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Notice those prices going higher and higher? We've been wrestling with the highest inflation rate since 1990, according to numbers just released by the Labor Department. Consumer prices jumped 6.2% in October compared with a year earlier, biting into your paycheck as you pay for food, gas, housing, and other essentials. This afternoon at the Port of Baltimore, President Biden plans to emphasize how he says his infrastructure spending plan can strengthen global supply chains to help lower prices, reduce shortages, and add union jobs. The AP's Tim McGuire.
It addresses the ports and shipping issues causing the current costly bottlenecks. Biden says he wants Democrats in Congress to act on his even more ambitious Build Back Better program.
There's no one else coming to do this work. It's up to us. Our country, our planet, our democracy, they're all in our hands right now.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
The defense is presenting its case in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse, the now 18-year-old who shot and killed two men and wounded a third in Kenosha, Wisconsin during a street protest. The AP's Julie Walker.
His attorneys began their defense yesterday. They argue the men, all white, attacked Rittenhouse, who's also white, last year at the protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where he'd gone with a weapon to protect property against vandalism. Legal experts say witnesses have portrayed the men Rittenhouse shot as the aggressor so well that he doesn't need to testify. Prosecutors wrapped their case yesterday after calling more than a dozen witnesses, some who appeared to help the defense more than the prosecution. I'm Julie Walker.
The White House says about 900,000 kids ages 5 to 11 will have gotten their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine this week. Kids who get their first shot by the end of next week will have full protection by Christmas. This is AP News. Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala has gotten married.
Malala Yousafzai, the Nobel laureate and education activist, announced her marriage on Twitter. The Pakistani human rights campaigner posted images of herself and her groom, Asa Malik, on the social media website. "Today marks a precious day in my life," Yousafzai wrote. "Asa and I tied the knot to be partners for life." The couple wed in a small ceremony in Birmingham with their families. Yousafzai was shot by the Taliban in 2012 because she insisted on a girl's right to an education. She traveled to the English city of Birmingham for medical treatment and her family eventually joined her. I'm Karen Chamas.
Brazil is demanding that rich countries provide the $100 billion annual funding agreed to help developing countries switch to clean energy and handle the impact of climate change. The environment minister says the $100 billion target has not been met. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.